everyone. Welcome back to TNUSS Voices,
where words connect worlds.
I'm Zenaida, a communication teacher here at TNUSS, and I'll be one of your hosts for this episode.
And I'm Ryo, a second-year high school student here at TNUSS, and I'm co-hosting today's episode.
And we're doing something a little special today.
It's so cool to be doing this episode with you, Miss Zenaida.
Same here. Ryo, you've been interviewed in the first episode, but it's your first time co-hosting. How does it feel to be the host?
A little nervous, honestly, but mostly fun. It's like we're getting to be part of something that connects different generations of TNUSS.
That's such a nice way to put it. And speaking of different generations, today's guest is someone I've had the pleasure of teaching and coaching for many years. I taught her the first time when she was in Form 1.
She's a TNUSS graduate, a former speech contest champ, and now she's about to graduate from University in Tokyo.
彼女は、土浦日本大学中等教育学校の卒業生であり、元スピーチの優勝者であり、現在東京の大学、から卒業するところです。
She also happened to be one of my students in advanced English, and we worked closely on her speeches and TOEFL prep.It's been such a joy to see how far she has come.
Let's welcome Eri.
Hi, Eri. Long time no see. Welcome to the podcast. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you for having me. This feels kind of surreal. It's like I'm back at TNUSS, but with microphones.
こんにちは、吉田と申します。14期生で、現在、上智大学に通っています。よろしくお願いします。
And I have to say, when you messaged me online after finding the podcast on the TNUSS website, it really meant a lot. I was surprised. Your message came at just the right time because I was already thinking about inviting alumni to share their stories. And honestly, I thought of you first because, you know, I taught you like,What, since Form 1?
Yeah.
So you were the first to come to my mind.
I'm so happy. Like, I wish I had this when I was a student here because I knew I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd be so passionate to do, like, hosting and stuff.
Okay.
We're really glad to have you join us. You know, I've heard a lot of things about you from Miss Zenaida, and you know, I was very interested in meeting you. And so Miss Zenaida has told me a lot of things about your speeches and your past experiences. Yeah, so I was really excited to meet you.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Like, I definitely had my awkward moments back then too, but I loved my English classes, especially with Miss Zenaida, and I always felt like I was challenged in a good way.
Yeah. You were definitely one of those students who lit up when there was a chance to speak or try something new. Do you remember what it was like when you first joined the advanced class?
Yeah, I remember being like really excited, but also very nervous because I didn't know what to expect, obviously. But the atmosphere was like very open, like you were so supportive, like encouraging, and it made me want to participate more and do better. And I think that's when I really started to enjoy a lot expressing myself in English.
That's cool, yeah.
I heard from Miss Zenaida that you entered the speech contest, right?
Yes.
And I heard you won the first place.
Yeah. I think I won many, but
the first one was the KBA.
I also remember. I even remember the topic. It was about my hometown.
Yes. Tsukuba.
I talked about Tsukuba. Because I used to live in Singapore, I talked about like I had two hometowns.
Yeah.
And I still have the video of my speech and it's so cute. Like it's such a good memory. Yeah. But I think Miss Zenaida like really encouraged me to try it. Like even though I wasn't sure I was good enough because it was my first time. And preparing for it was definitely tough. And because Ms. Anita brought the strict and the competitive side of her, but I truly learned a lot, like even just with the first competition, like not just about English, but about how to structure a message and speak and express with confidence.
Yeah, you put in the work and it really showed. After that, you didn't stop. You kept joining contests in and outside of school and won many awards. Yes. Really, really amazing, Erin.
Thank you. Yeah, the more I won competitions, the more I felt confident. And I realized I really enjoyed connecting with people through language. You know, like winning was also quite nice too. And I think that's what pushed me to keep going.
That's so inspiring, you know, because me personally, I still haven't joined any major speech contest. So I felt very motivated, you know, because school and other things are starting to get more stressful. And so probably in 4 and 6, yeah, I wouldn't have much time to participate in those events. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. So me personally, I'm kind of, you know, 後悔.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about, yeah, because, you know, I had a lot of chances, mm-hmm, but many of those chances, I just miss them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel very motivated. By,
it's not too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Yeah, anytime. Like, you're still young, like, yeah, as of your age. Like, yeah, I guess. But yeah, I feel like this school really offers like so many chances and opportunities, mm-hmm, especially in English, because it really, you know, encourages students to like learn English, mm-hmm, more, you know, challenge yourself. And
yeah, mm-hmm, it makes me really proud to hear that. Watching you grow over the years from your first speech all the way to your university journey has been such a privilege.
Thank you.
So I heard now that you're studying sociology at Sophia University. So what made you choose that path?
Good question. Thank you. I've always been interested in people and society because, like, first of all, we live in this world. So I wanted to know how the world we live in, the society, works and why we think the way we do and how culture and many other social factors shape and impact us. And I thought studying sociology would let me explore all of that. And plus, Sophia has an international environment. There's so much diversity on campus. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it would be a good fit after TNUSS.
It really does sound like a natural next step. Yeah. And you're doing it all in English too, right? I remember, yes, when I was this, you were choosing what course.
Mm.
And I asked you, was that liberal arts, arts, right? And
yeah,
then they teach liberal arts in Sophia, all English,
all
like
English,
all the subjects.
It's so tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's like, how did it go? All your subjects were really
all
in English.
All my subjects are in English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learn about sociology in English, so I learn about like population, like data, and whatever, and all in English, mm-hmm, and it's very challenging, but I realized like there's so much to improve, like, mm-hmm, not only my, like, I guess my English skills, but I was quite used to thinking and writing in English thanks to all the practices we did here in TNUSS.
Okay.
So yeah, that has definitely helped me a lot.
That's very interesting. I heard about the Fuji TV training in New York.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Mm.
How does that happen?
Yeah, tell us
about it. That was awesome. Yeah, I applied through my school, my university's internship program. And I there was like only one student that could go and become an,
wow,
intern there. Yeah. So it was quite competitive,
mm,
but I even, you know, wrote about wanting to become a journalist when applying to Sophia, which Ms. Knight also, mm, helped me write. And so I think my passion and my unbeatable English skills enabled me to be an intern as a journalist in my dream city, like, mm-hmm, New York. I always,
yeah,
wanted,
oh my gosh,
to be there. Yeah,
yeah. I remember when you texted me about it and, mm, you shared some photos. I was so excited that I immediately informed Mr. Horikiri,
no,
and the other teachers, Mr. Kurosawa, Ms. Yamazaki, and like, were you nervous when you got there first,
mm-hmm,
time?
Yeah, like, I was. Mm-hmm. I've never stayed alone in a big city, like, for months long,
mm-hmm,
and even working
just
there.
Just by yourself?
Just by myself. I just,
okay,
went on my own. I stayed in a hotel for a month.
No classmates was there from,
no,
from Sophia?
None.
Just you?
Just me.
Oh.
But I wanted that. because yeah. I knew it would be challenging and I wanted like a one-on-one like training environment. And yeah, I've also never been in a real newsroom before, especially not like in a place in New York. And even media, like I was in a news department. It's such a fast-paced, very intense industry. But it was definitely eye-opening. Just living there, like staying there was eye-opening, but even like working there in like a really intense environment was truly eye-opening. And I got to watch reporters work, like help producers with their research, and even sit in on editorial meetings, which was awesome. And I even got to attend venues where it's only for press, like media. So that like was quite exciting. Yeah. So I went a lot, like, it really provided me really rare and like great opportunity.
It was like a dream come true.
It was, it really was, yeah.
Well, that sounds amazing. Like, so me personally, I still haven't been to the US mainland. I've only been
That's
to
funny
like.
Because I thought you lived in the US.
Yeah. the only time I've been to the US is like in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the school's Hawaii Kenshu.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so, yeah. So,
oh, did you go recently?
Not this time.
Not recently.
So, when I was in Form 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like, for the compensation of the UK trips that we couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, the first time I also went to the US, it was very fascinating because the culture is very different from what we imagine. Yeah, because what we see in Japan doesn't actually like directly true in some ways.
Yeah, it's different when you're there.
Yeah.
Like physically there. Mingling with the local people.
Yeah, seeing it raw. Yeah, it's
missing the language.
It was a very interesting experience. So, what was the biggest things that you took away from this experience?
Yeah, I think one of the key takeaways was how important clear communication is, especially across cultures. And even like small misunderstandings can cause issues in the media world. So there's a need for communicating accurately. And I felt like all the speaking and writing practice I had here at TNUS has really helped me stay confident and clear.
Oh, that melts my heart. It's really amazing how something like a speech contest can grow into so much more. Like being in an international newsroom, like connecting that, it's, yeah, it just melts my heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually like every little step built toward something bigger. And TNUS has definitely helped me find my voice. And now I get to use it in ways I never imagined.
That's seriously motivating. Like, it makes me think that maybe the things we're doing now can lead to something bigger too. Even if we don't see it yet. Yeah. It makes us think about the future. I think it's very motivating.
Sometimes like students, they don't realize like, okay, why am I doing this? But you know, there's a bigger future. Like you just don't know that your experience now, you can use it in the future.
Right.
Yeah. All right, now let's shift gears. This is actually the first time we're doing this, and we will ask Eri some rapid-fire questions about her favorites and future dreams. Rio, are you ready?
Yeah. So we're calling this a fast five, and we're going to ask you five quick questions. Okay. Just say the first things that comes to mind. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, question one.
Yes.
What's your favorite memory from your time at TNUSS?
Honestly, winning competitions, beating senpais. And I'm so competitive, but that's my favorite memory.
Okay.
Favorite English word or phrases and why?
I like this question. I like the phrase, everything happens for a reason.
Okay.
I think believing...
I believe in that too.
Yeah, me too. I think believing in this quote like makes life much easier. Even you make mistakes or face hardships, you can shift that experience to something positive, like a mindset, and be like, oh, I was meant to experience this because I was meant to learn this, or this was like...
Question three. So far, you're doing good, Eri. What's one thing you miss about being a TNUSS student?
I think the people I met here is what I miss the most, like including friends and teachers. Mm-hmm. Now I realize like how much love and care I received during my years in TNUSS, and I truly miss that. And it feels like this school feels like my second home, and I don't feel that way for my university. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's something special here.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, moving to question number four.
Yes.
What is the favorite place in New York and why?
Honestly, I love the food places a lot.
Did you try?
I did. I went to bagel stores in like the Manhattan.
Okay.
Like one called Esa Bagel. I also went to like Thai food because like in New York, there's so much diversity. Like
ethnicity. It's a melting pot.
Yes. Yeah. So the food is really good. Mm-hmm. Like it's known for like good food. Okay. It is expensive. So I went to like so many burger places, like where Bella Hadid went.
Did you feel like you were a celebrity?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm.
The final question.
Yes.
What's your dream for the future?
Honestly, to be happy, safe, and healthy. Mm-hmm. Like I used to have so much desires. Like I used to be like dreaming of like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want that. But now I realize like being like healthy and being safe and being like just happy is like enough. So I just want that. I want a family. I want to have a, you know, good relationship with my close people.
Yeah. That's how about you?
Me personally,
Do you want to like study abroad? I mean,
Yes. Yeah. Obviously. Well, I still haven't really decided, but US, UK, maybe Germany, Belgium, but I think there's obviously going to be a language barrier and a culture barrier.
But you're good at languages.
So yeah, but especially if it's in like Germany, because I don't understand German. Okay. I still think there would be a culture barrier. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah.
The culture is so different.
So, before we wrap up, Eri, can we ask what's next for you? Do you have any plans for after graduation? Wait, you are graduating in March this year. Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations in advance. What's your plan after grad? Yeah.
For now, I've decided to be part of a consulting company.
Mm-hmm. In Japan?
In Japan.
Okay.
But the job is like required to work with clients from outside Japan.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to suddenly shift to a all Japanese community because I knew that would like just, it wouldn't be like good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like, that sounds like such a great fit for you.
Yeah.
I can totally see you thriving in that kind of role.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have had many experiences overseas. Yeah, so I think all Japanese will be kind of, motenai. Since our listeners are mostly junior high and high school students, do you have any advice for us, your kohais, especially those who want to improve their English or are thinking about university?
Absolutely, yeah. First, like, don't be afraid of, like, making mistakes. Like, I know everyone says that, but it's really true. And I learned the most when I stopped worrying about being, like, perfect and just try to speak or write what I was thinking. And also, don't take your ears here for granted because it's really rare. And
I agree.
6 years feels long, but it's so quick. And you cannot experience something similar after graduating from junior high and high school. This is such a precious and a special years.
Yeah, that's so important. Thank you so much, Eri. It's been such a joy having you back at TNUSS. Your journey is truly inspiring, and I know many students will be encouraged by your story. Really, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for your time. This was so fun, and I'm really honored to be part of the TNUSS Voices.
And I would like to thank you because it's really not common for us to meet our great senpais. Obviously, there's Sotsugyousei Kuenkai. Yeah, but
it's like that, right?
Yeah.
In this podcast, we will share, and everyone will hear, and they will hear your advice. So
that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks to everyone who tuned in into TNUSS Voices.
Where worlds connect worlds.
Credits to our BGM from Scott Holmes, Free Music Archives.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Matane.